Today, I'm just going to read the SMS that I sent to the Sankirtan devotees. I'm reading it in order to once again be absorbed in it myself, in order to share it with you. I consider it extremely important because for me it's like the constitution of ISKCON once again revisited by Srila Prabhupada in his final days. It makes clear for me what it is that the Krishna Consciousness Movement is about. It's not something that I need to add anything to, not something that anyone else has to add their own idea. It's something that just needs to be understood. Srila Prabhupada had painted a picture of what Krishna consciousness is about, what ISKCON is about, and he wanted us to realize that picture. We don't need to do anything else other than that. And therefore, the contents of this reading are something that devotees need to identify, bring into their hearts, really rotate and revolve their entire lives around, and do regular inventory check of their lives in Krishna consciousness and see if we're actually meeting up to the things that Srila Prabhupada is asking of us here. Anyway, this is what Srila Prabhupada said 30 years ago in the period leading up to his final days in the world with us. We are the only hope for the human society to receive real knowledge, and our books are the only real thing. So it may take some time, but one day all this rubbish literature, rubbish philosophy, rubbish culture will be replaced. This is my only ambition, that so many people can become enlightened. But they are being deprived of the chance. One day the whole world will appreciate how we have changed the face of the world from darkness to light. This year, book distribution must increase more than double. We have so many plans. We are building Mayapur City, so Krishna must increase our book sales more and more. In the future, there will be history of how the Vedic culture was introduced in America. We are actually introducing a new style of life and civilization. Everything should be ideal. Others have never dreamt of such civilization, free life, happy life, no anxiety and hope, great hope that we are going back home, back to Godhead. By increasing the selling of books, America and then the whole world will become Krishna conscious. All the world is in darkness. The scientists, Darwin, Freud, all in darkness. This is the only institute that is giving some light. You must be convinced of this in order to preach effectively. We have no other business than to make people happy. By book distribution, your country will become happy and prosperous. No cheating, no politics, no personal ambition, not a tinge of personal sense gratification. This is our mission. There are no such things in the Krishna consciousness movement. Our only ambition is to live amongst the devotees and execute the mission of our predecessors, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. You are responding. Your responding means America is responding. If one-fourth of America becomes Vaishnava, the whole world will change. Krishna has given all facilities, good land, education, fabulous prestige. Take this opportunity. This is our ambition. I went to America with this ambition, that the American people would take this Krishna consciousness movement. My Guru Maharaj, physically he's not here, but in every action he is here. So I'm not going to die. You are my bodies. By your words, book distribution will double. Yes, be doubly blessed. Don't you see that this printing is my life? Then do it. Otherwise, you're killing me. If you don't arrange this, then you are half killing me. Either kill me full or give me peace. How do you expect me to have any peace if you don't organize this? I want to immediately spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. Our unique contribution is deity worship and large-scale distribution of Indian cultural tradition. This is the Krishna Consciousness Movement. If you love me, you will not fight. Stay united. Don't let this become another Gaudiya Math. Maintain the society in my absence. Do not let it deteriorate. Sometimes it gives me pain that I'm in prison, ill, because I'm a freedom lover. Out of sentiment for my Guru Maharaj's order, I started in the U.S. with 40 rupees. Still, even in this condition, I'm trying to write books, and practically I'm whipping them. Sell books, sell books. Lately, I'm becoming morose, because I'm becoming tired. So if you all work vigorously to spread Krishna consciousness, then my moroseness will go. Religion means direct contact with God. They have no idea what is God. So how can they know about religion? Now it's in your hands. You're resourceful, intelligent. Now spread this Krishna conscious philosophy and challenge this Mayavad philosophy. This is a new historical renaissance. Historians will note this period, how the world was changed.